I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. More clients, more money, and more time. If you ask pretty much any WordPress developer what are the three things they really need to really grow their business, they're going to tell you more clients, more money, and more time. More clients, they need to just be able to reach out to more clients, get more clients through the door, sell more projects. They want more money, meaning they want to charge higher rates for those projects. So when they're working with clients, they want to kind of bump up their rates. So that's more money. And more time, meaning, you know, most people feel overworked, you know, they're stressing themselves out. And that usually comes from a couple of different spots. Sometimes it's because they feel like the project prices are so low that they have to take on so many projects that they just need more, they're just overworked. Or it could be the case that they're spending a lot of time just kind of cranking through non-billable work, you know, hunting for clients, writing proposals that get rejected, you know, trying to blog and do content marketing and send out emails and getting on social media and all of those different things. It's just wearing them out. So if you ask pretty much any WordPress consultant, you know, what do you need? Give me three things that you need to really grow that six-figure business that you're looking for. They're pretty much all going to say more clients, more money, and more time. And what I'm here to tell you right now is those aren't really the three things that you need. Those are just symptoms that automatically just resolve themselves when you actually get the three things you really need. And I'm going to tell you about those three things right now. Now, here's the thing, though. This is going to be a little bit hard-hitting. And the reason is, I mean, I've spoken to hundreds and hundreds of WordPress consultants, WordPress developers. You know, I talk to people here in this group. You know, I've got a podcast. I go to WordCamps. I talk to a lot of WordPress developers. And the majority of the people that I talk to are all kind of in the mindset that they need more clients, need more money, need more time. But really, the results come from three other things, and that's what we're going to get into today. But I have to warn you that a lot of people are probably not going to be ready to hear this because it's kind of punchy. It's kind of in your face. But if you want to have the kind of business that you've been dreaming about, like if you want to have the financial freedom and you want to be able to scale your business to the level that you've been thinking about all this time, and you want to start doing it now, brand new year 2019, you want to start crushing it, you have to have three things. And, you know, most of the people that are kind of struggling along at like $35,000 a year, you know, maybe $2,000 to $3,000 per month. If you want to double that and you want to start making like $5,000 to $10,000 per month, working with the clients who value your time and that value your work and that you're showing up with leadership and with integrity and with authenticity and with expertise and you're driving business outcomes and results for your clients, and you're commanding premium prices because you're showing up in a different way, there's three things that you really need to be able to accomplish in order to be able to have that kind of business. And I'm going to tell you what they are. And the first one is commitment. You have to be committed to doing it. And the reason that this is kind of a hard-hitting episode today is because, you know, most people say they're committed, but they actually aren't really committed. And pretty much everybody says, you know, I want a business. I want to be able to, you know, charge higher rates. I want to be able to do, you know, all of these things. I want this kind of business. But there's really, the actual commitment isn't really there. And when I say commitment, I'm talking about like the grit to actually get it done. Maybe resourcefulness is another word to kind of tie into this. It's the, you know, are you really going to double down and do what it takes to make this happen? That's what I'm talking about when I say commitment. Most people are more curious than they are serious. They want to have this business. They've been thinking about it. They've been dabbling at it. You know, you know, they're doing a bunch of different things, and there's a couple of things that get in the way, and commitment really seems to be the big one. Now, the thing about commitment is there's other things that kind of go into the mix that make it a little bit difficult to see what's going on. One of them is like fear, and we're going to talk about that because that really digs into number two. And but then there's like, can I really do it? There's like self-doubt, like there's mindset concerns. You know, there's a variety of different things that are kind of holding people back from really diving into it. Like, can I really succeed? Is this something that I can really do? Or, you know, are the statistics going to turn out to be true for me too? And we've talked about the statistics before. Most WordPress developers are making very low rates. Like if you're a freelancer or like an independent like consultant, WordPress consultant, I'm not talking about people that work at agencies, corporations, work for the government, you know, those large places where you show up and part of your skill set is to manage WordPress sites. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you work specifically with your clients, like you're work by yourself or just like maybe one or two other people, like a small web agency, or you're kind of working on your own as a freelancer or consultant, that's what I'm talking about. If you look at the numbers, you'll see that the average hourly rate is about, you know, $10 to like $29 per hour for that kind of work. And if you go like onto Upwork, you're going to see like the average project for like a WordPress project on Upwork is like $194. I mean, they post this on the Upwork site. You can check it out. And, you know, the average WordPress site itself kind of sells for about $1,000, maybe a little bit less. And what I'm saying is, if you feel like, you know, one of the reasons you're not really committed to diving into doing this is because you feel like those statistics are going to turn out to be true for you and that you can't live on that kind of revenue. You got to do better than that. You got to like double that really to be able to really have the kind of business that you want, maybe triple or quadruple it. But you certainly can't get by on like $2,000 a month, you know, on average. And like the wild inconsistency of revenue coming in, where, you know, some months you make nothing, other months you make $3,000 or $4,000, like $4,000 on a good month, whatever. But it's just averaging out to just not enough. And then, of course, you never really know how long that famine mode is going to last. So therefore, you kind of feel like you know, it's hard to be committed when there's not very much confidence as to whether or not you can actually do it. So when I say this commitment thing, I'm not saying that everybody is just like dabbling and they're not really serious. What I'm saying is there's a variety of factors that kind of lead into the commitment concept. But the bottom line is, most of the time, the people that I'm talking to that aren't getting the success that they're looking for, it has something, you know, one of the things that you have to get if you want to get that kind of success is the commitment. You have to be fully committed to diving in and getting this stuff done. So thing number one is commitment. Thing number two is courage. All three of these things start with the letter C, by the way. So this will be an easy kind of triplet to remember. All three of the things we're going to talk about, the three real keys to success, they all start with the letter C, so you can kind of remember them. So the first one's commitment. The second one is courage. And so that's what we were just talking about a little bit. Like, one of the reasons that commitment is sometimes hard to come by is because there's fear. Like, you want to do it, but you don't know how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it, then it's difficult to be committed to doing something you don't know how to do. And so then you begin to feel fear. Like, I don't know. Like, is this for me? Can I actually do it? Or can I invest in getting the help I need? Can I surround myself with the right people? Can I go to WordCamps and actually connect in with people? Or is that too scary? Or can I actually go out and approach clients? Or is that approach too scary? Or, you know, what if I'm an imposter? Like, you know, can I actually deliver the results that I say that I can deliver? What if I can't? Maybe that's too scary. And so, do you have the courage to go out and really make a difference for the clients that you want to be working with? And so, courage is a huge component to the mix, because a lot of times, like, I'll talk to people and like literally like we'll be on a call, like, you know, if you want to talk to me, you can do that. Like, I've set my calendar up in such a way that I am welcoming calls from you guys. So if you want to talk about how you can actually build this $5,000 to $10,000 per month revenue stream coming in, and you want to build that, you know, $60,000 to $120,000 per year business, and you want to figure out how to get that happening in a way that's going to give you the path to success rather than just kind of spinning your wheels, you know, not really knowing where to go, not really knowing how to get recurring revenue, not really knowing what kinds of, you know, services and what kind of structure to put into your monthly retainers, not really knowing what kind of clients to get or how to find the clients. You know, all of these other questions that kind of circle around the concept of, can you build the business that you want? If those are things that you want to talk about specifically for you, for your skill set, the kinds of things that you can be doing, then head over to doublestack.net/call and book a time. We'll talk about that. So with regard to that, like, I'll be talking to people and they'll hear, you know what, this is, they'll say to me, this is exactly what I need. You know, what you're telling me is exactly the solution to my problems with regard to, you know, figuring out, you know, what my ideal market is, trying to figure out, you know, how to get my ideal clients from that market, trying to figure out how to meet with clients in that high value way where you're showing up with leadership and integrity and expertise and authority, and you're instilling confidence in your clients. Because here's the thing. If you show up without leadership, then there's going to be no confidence in the room. Your client doesn't have the confidence to put together some sort of a plan of success. That's why they're trying to hire you. And when you show up asking questions that reveal that you don't really know what your client needs, then you're not bringing confidence in leadership. So if there's no leadership, there's no confidence. If there's no confidence, there's no investment. And that's why the prices are so low for the majority of WordPress projects, because your clients aren't having the confidence they need that they're going to be that this is a positive investment, that this is a good return on their investment. And so that's why they're not willing to invest very much, because they don't think they're going to get much out of it. That's really one of the number one things keeping the prices of projects down. And that kind of really comes into this courage thing, because people think, hey, you know what? I don't know if I've got the courage. Like, I don't know. Can I meet with clients like that? How do I differentiate myself? What do I say at these meetings? What is my offer? Like, what am I actually saying that I'm going to do? And can I pull it off? Does it work? And so all of these questions are circling around with, you know, and it really, really kind of takes some chops at your courage. And so, like, pretty much like the two big things that people seem to really struggle with is they don't know what to do and they're scared to do it. And so we're going to get into that third thing in just a second about what to do. But a lot of times fear comes into the mix, and the fear can be in other ways too. It can be just like, I'm not really willing to invest in myself. Like, it, you know, sometimes it just comes down to, this is exactly what I want. I want to be surrounding myself with people that can that have done what I'm trying to do, that know how to get there, that are giving you the resources to get the kind of business that you're looking for, that have shown that this system works. You know, it's not only is it working for me, it's working with the other double stackers. I mean, I was working with a guy last week. He landed over $15,000 worth of projects in 1 week, simply by implementing the steps that we go through in the Double Stack course. And, you know, I've worked with another guy, his very first client, the very first client he ever onboarded in his entire life in any sort of professional sense, was worth like almost $15,000 over the course of a year. He had like an $8,000 build out. There's like a retainer in the mix. And that's what I'm talking. So, like, if you feel like you want to go down that path, but don't know how to get there, and can you do it? That sometimes brings in this courage thing. And the other thing is, do you have the courage to make that investment? Like, do you believe enough in yourself that if you're surrounded by the right people, if you have the right resources, if you have somebody to come along who's done this with you? I've been doing this 16 years. If you have somebody who can come alongside you and give you the support, the accountability, the mindset training, you know, all of those types of things to make sure that you've got what it takes to go out there, do you believe in yourself enough to make that investment and into your own business to get the kind of results you're looking for? And a lot of times people have a really hard time walking across that bridge. Fear is in the way. So thing number one you have to have is commitment. Thing number two is courage. The thing number three is the course. Are you on the right course? In other words, do you have the business structure that's going to give you the opportunity to really succeed, to really accomplish what you're looking for? And most of the time, I find the answer to that to be no. Like, out of all three things, most of the time, that third thing, like the course, do you have the course? Are you on the right track? Do you have the structure? Most of the time, people do not have the right course. And here's what it looks like. Like, I'll say, what are your income goals? And they'll say something like, you know, I want to make $5,000 per month. And then I'll say, what are you selling? Like, are you selling websites? Do you have maintenance plans? Do you have retainers? You know, what do you have? SEO services, graphic design, branding, videography, photography. I mean, I talk to people that can do a lot of really awesome stuff, but they undervalue their own work all the time. They just undercut their prices because they feel like they have to compete on price. If they charge a higher price, they're going to be priced out of the market. And therefore, I say, what are you selling? Like, what's the package? Like, pretend I'm your client and you're selling me something. What are you going to sell? They tell me what they're offering. I say, what does it cost? Usually the price point's around $1,000, you know, give or take a little bit. And what they find is if they price their services a little bit above $1,000, then they get the price objection, the I can't afford that objection, which oftentimes is a myth, by the way. We've talked about the myth. And that part comes down to your client believing that the investment's a bad investment, meaning that the return on the investment is not going to outweigh the cost to build out what they're buying, you know, to build the website, the online marketing, all that stuff. So then I say, okay, well, you want to make $5,000 a month and your package, what your offer is $1,000. So that means you're going to have to sell like five clients every month. Five clients a month is pretty much what, sometimes it's four, right? It's like sometimes people have slightly different pricing and slightly different goals and they need to get four clients a month. That's like a client every week. And of course, not every single client you approach is going to say yes. Even when you have a strong offer or whatever, it's like you're not going to have a 100% close rate. So that means you're going to have to find multiple clients every week. You're going to have to be writing proposals, running meetings, you know, trying to onboard all these clients every single week and actually building out the sites every single week while you're out there finding all the clients. And nobody can really do that amount of work. And so when you begin to kind of figure it all up together and you're like, well, you know, with the marketing that you have to do to get enough clients, to get access to enough clients, to be able to make enough offers, to be able to have the numbers play out in such a way that you could potentially onboard four or five clients every single month. And then, and that's primarily non-billable work, you know, writing these proposals, meeting people, going to networking events, doing all of this stuff, blogging, content marketing, social media, whatever it might be, all of that stuff tends to be non-billable stuff that you have to be doing while you're doing the billable stuff of actually building out these sites. And when I talk about, are you on the right course? Do you have the business structure that's going to allow you to hit that $5,000 to $10,000 per month point? It's not going to happen like that. It's just not going to work like that. There's too much non-billable work going on. The hourly rates are too low. The project prices are too low. The number of clients are too high. The number of leads you need to get those clients is way too high. The whole structure will not work. And this is why most WordPress developers are making $2,000 to $3,000 per month, because you just tap out at that level unless you make some fundamental changes to the way that you run your business. And that's, of course, what we're doing here in this group. We talk about what those changes are. But the point that I'm making right now is if you don't have the right course, it really impacts the courage and the commitment. So really, these three things build on each other, because if you're not on the right course, then you're having these courage concerns. Like, I don't know if I can go out. I don't know if I can charge the prices. All this doubt shows up. And then with all that doubt, you're like, well, you know, I don't know if I'm really willing to take a step out and do this. I don't really have the confidence that I need in order to move forward. And so therefore, I'm just kind of curious, like, would it work? But I'm not serious about taking the steps forward. And so, you know, having the right business structure to give yourself the opportunity to succeed. That's really the essence. Like, if somebody had to say, what's the number one thing to really kind of, you know, to make sure that you're going to be able to succeed, is to make sure that you have that structure in place. Now, there's other factors to the equation for sure. Because, I mean, just having the structure doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to find the right leads, to show up with the confidence and authority, with leadership, with integrity, with all of those things that are critical towards, you know, running your business. But if I had to pick one, being on the right course is probably the most important of the three that we're talking about today, because if you're not on the right course, you're not going to be courageous. There's going to be fear that you're not going to be able to overcome because you're doing it all on your own. You don't know if it's going to work. You feel isolated and alone. There's nobody to bounce ideas around with. There's nobody to help you who's done it already to get you to the point where you want to be. And consequently, you know, courage is going to be lacking. And if courage is lacking, then commitment is going to be lacking too, because you're like, you just can't dive in whole hog if you are feeling really doubtful about the whole thing in the first place. So getting that business structure is one of the most critical things that you can do. And here's the other thing. If you're not charging enough money for your work, like, and this is one of the huge problems that's out there that a ton of people are suffering with. They feel like they can't charge higher rates, but since they're not able to charge enough money, they're not giving themselves the opportunity to succeed. You're not giving yourself the opportunity to do a good job for yourself, and you're not giving yourself the opportunity to put the time in that it takes to really deliver the best results for your clients either. In other words, you need to make this shift. And when you do, what you're going to find, like I was just talking, like some of the people in the Double Stack program, we had these Thursday calls. Like every week we get together and we talk about what's going on in your business every Thursday at 4 o'clock. And this past Thursday, we got together and we were talking about this stuff. And you know, one of the guys in the program couldn't really even express the extent of his excitement over finally being able to connect in with clients to give them the kind of results that they're really looking for and being able to charge the right pricing in order to be able to make that happen. Because if you're just charging a cheap rate, like say you're charging $500, what can you do for $500? You can't really make the kind of impact for your client that they really need to get the results they need for $500. So you're doing your clients a favor by charging these higher prices because that's gonna allow you to generate the outcomes that they're really looking for. The bottom line is your clients aren't really looking for websites. They're not really looking for social media marketing or branding or any of the other things. They're looking for the results from having done those things successfully. And you can't do those things successfully unless you give yourself the opportunity to be able to show up and actually implement the stuff that really matters that drive these results. And so the big shift that we were talking about this past Thursday was, isn't it awesome to be able to, you know, double or triple your pricing and, you know, in terms of setting things up? And really, we're talking about like 10xing, you know, 10 times what you would normally charge if you take into the entire year involved, you know, like with the monthly retainer. So the structure is, you know, you build out a site for right around $5,000, $3,000 to $7,000. You get a retainer in place for, you know, $500 to $1,000 per month. That's kind of the target. So what you end up having is like a $5,000 site on the front end, a $10,000 retainer on the back end over the course of the year. It's like a $15,000 project. And that seems to be the kind of thing that is a huge increase with regard to where people usually start coming from. But the thing is, clients are thanking you for doing it because that's what they need. They don't want somebody to sell them a cheap website that doesn't do anything where they're just wasting $500. They want to get more leads, more calls, you know, the business outcomes from what you can do. And of course, that gives you the opportunity now because like if you're able to make that shift, then you're going to be able to tap into the experience that you have. Like I'll talk to a lot of people that have been doing graphic design work and web design work for a long time. Sometimes they even have college degrees in these fields, but they're competing as if they're, you know, they're competing with people's nephews in basements or whatever, you know, like people that don't know how to do anything, newbies, so to speak, you know, people that are fresh to the situation. And they're not taking advantage of all of their years of expertise and the knowledge that they have to drive the outcomes that they can do that someone new to the game might not be able to. But on the other hand, if you're not one of those people, like if you are new to this and you really want to start getting things, you know, going straight out of the gates and you don't want to have to kind of go through that situation where you're taking on projects from Upwork and you're getting $200 or $300, you know, projects going, and you want your first client to be like an $8,000 client, like we were just talking about. One of the guys in the course, he's got this, you know, his very first professional client was like an $8,000 client. If you want that to be the case, that's available to you as well. It's all about making sure that you have that business structure in place so that you're giving yourself the opportunity to do your best work so you can drive the best outcomes for your clients. So those are the three things. Let me go over them just real quick one more time, just as a quick summary here. You got to have the commitment. What that means is, if I'm looking for people, like if someone says, am I going to be able to have success? Is this going to work out for me? I look for three things. The first thing is the person committed to doing it? Like, are they going to put in the hard work? Because no matter what you do, how you cut it, it's not an easy ride. I'm not talking about like this Double Stack system where, you know, by the way, the name comes from, people ask about the name all the time. The name comes from the fact that you get the tech stack and the business development stack that enables you to succeed. And that's really what the point is. It's a transition from being like a WordPress business to like a business that powers your results with WordPress, but focuses on the business objectives. And so and in order to be able to do that, you have to know about the business objectives, right? You have to be able to have that business development stack. Like, and that answers questions like, what do you put in the retainers? Like, what kind of stuff do you set up? Like, how does all of that work? And what's the right pricing for that? You know, I'll walk you through all of that kind of stuff with regard to, you know, the business structure for you, as well as business tools that you can use and business concepts that you can use for your clients as well. So, you know, it's really important to have the business structure in place, the business development stack, I call it. But if you can't do anything, then what difference does the business development stack make if there's no tech stack to back it up? And that's why I also offer, you know, technical resources as well. And so, like, I know I work with a lot of people that are really good at building WordPress sites. They don't really need any help with, like, themes or hosting or whatever, but they really do appreciate some additional technical tools that have that focus on driving business results. So all that is to say, like, let me give just one quick side note of an example of how a lot of times courses can be misleading, like informational courses that don't really focus on results. Like one of the women in the course that that I was working with, so she said that she took a course just before the new year, like middle of last year. And it was a course on how to generate leads from LinkedIn. And so I said, so did you feel like it was effective? And she paid like thousands of dollars for it. And I said, did you feel like it was an effective course? Did it help you? And she's like, yeah, you know what? I got a lot of leads through this funnel that I learned how to set up on LinkedIn. I was like, oh, okay. Well, would you consider that a success? Did it work out for you? And she said, no, I didn't close any of the leads. I just got the leads. I didn't actually get the clients. And then I was shocked. I was like, how could you be getting all these leads but no clients? So I asked, I said, you know, what do you think it is that's kind of holding you back from getting those clients? Like what kind of objections were they saying? Was it like a price-based objection or what? And the bottom line was she didn't have anything that she could actually do. Like she hadn't really developed the technical skills. So really it was this shell of a business that just generated leads, but there was nothing inside to actually, you know, close the deal. And so she didn't have everything she needed to succeed is really the bottom line. She just had the leads. And so the reason that I created the Double Stack program is to make sure that when I'm working with someone, they have all of the resources they need to succeed. Even if they're very skilled and talented on the technical side, well, okay, fine. Well, let's just focus on the business side. But hey, in the process, let me just show you a couple of business development packages and the tech tools that go with them so you can add that to your toolbox. So that's the point of the whole system, and to get you on the right course to be able to succeed. So the three things: commitment to make sure that this is what you really want to do, the courage to actually step out and do it, and to be on the right course. The commitment, the courage, and the course. So are you on the right course to be able to give yourself the opportunity to succeed, or are you just spinning your wheels, not able to kind of get the kind of results you're looking for because your pricing is too low, your market's not right, you're searching for clients in the wrong places? You know, all of these different kinds of things can contribute to it. But whatever the case may be, if you don't have the right structure to get the results you're looking for, then everything falls apart from there. So if you're looking for this kind of help and you want to have all the resources that you need to succeed and you want somebody to come alongside and do it with you, that's really what I'm offering through the Double Stack program. And if you feel like you're committed to having the business that you want that $5,000 to $10,000 per month coming in, you've got that courage to actually step out there and do it, and you want the right business structure, then that's the kind of thing that we can work on together. So head over to doublestack.net/call and, you know, book a free call, and we'll get on the phone for like 45 minutes and we'll talk about these very things. And the call is not a sales call for the program, because if at the end of the 45 minutes, you feel like it's not a good fit, you don't want to work together, or you just want to, you know, kind of take the stuff that we've talked about and kind of, you know, try to implement that stuff on your own, all of those options are totally fine. The reason that I put my calendar out there is I know without a shadow of a doubt, because I see everyone's faces at WordCamps, and I know from, you know, what people are talking about here in this group and just the emails that I get, a lot of people are really having a hard time figuring out how to connect the dots and get the business that they want. And I've got the opportunity to be able to reach out and help, and it's free. And if that's the kind of help that you're looking for, then let's do it. And, you know, we'll go through a couple of things. We'll figure out your marketing. We'll figure out like what are your ideal markets? How do you get your ideal clients from that market? And then how can you onboard the clients in such a way that you're building that recurring revenue, those monthly retainers? We'll be talking about that. And here's another thing. If you feel like you don't have access to leads, then let me walk you through this simple four-step process where almost all the time, like I guess there's no guarantees, but almost all the time, it will uncover at least a dozen leads that are available to you that you could reach out to like right now and go out there. So most of the time, I would say probably like 95% of the time, the real problem, the problem might start out saying, you know, I don't have enough leads. I don't know where to find leads. The real problem isn't really the leads. It's people don't have these three things. They're either not committed to going out, so they're just kind of dabbling and they don't bother, or, you know, courage oftentimes is one of the big issues when it comes to connecting with leads. They just don't have the courage to go out there because they don't want to be those salesy people. They don't want to be like the multi-level marketing Amway folks where they just kind of irritate all of their friends trying to sell stuff that nobody wants at, you know, whatever. And so they don't really have it's just a scary kind of thing to do. But don't do it. I'm not even suggesting doing that. Don't do that. There's a much, much, much better way to approach your clients or your potential clients in such a way that it's a friendly, no pressure conversation. And the key to it is you're not actually selling anything. You're just offering to help. You're serving. Serving versus selling is a huge thing for me because I want to be able to provide the best results for the people that I'm working with. And I mean, that's why I do everything that I do. That's why I'm here right now giving this presentation here and, you know, and creating this podcast. So by the way, if you're listening on the podcast and you want to be able to ask questions and, you know, and be part of this Facebook group so we can interact live, you know, head over to the Facebook group. It's called Building High Value WordPress Sites. And, you know, just go ahead and click the button and, you can be part of that group. If you're in the group and you want to kind of catch these lessons kind of on the fly, and maybe it's hard to show up right at 2 o'clock on Tuesdays, or maybe you want to listen to replays or whatever, there is a podcast available. It's on Apple Podcasts, it's on Google Podcasts, on Spotify. If you go to doublestack.net and go down to the footer, you'll see like all the links to where you can, you know, subscribe to these podcasts, and you'll be able to, you know, get these like in your car or whatever, listen to them on the go while you're working out, whatever. And so all that is to say that if you want to be able to, you know, kind of crush it, and you want to get out on the right foot in the beginning of the year and, you know, really make this stuff happen for you, head on over to doublestack.net/call and, you know, book a time. We'll talk for free and we'll see, you know, what's going on with your business. And we'll uncover those clients that that you can go out and reach out to, you know, right away. Like by the end of the call, you'll have probably a dozen or more clients that you could be connecting with. So that's a huge benefit. And then of course, we can also talk about like, if you do feel like it's a good fit, you actually want my help to start implementing some of the things that we've talked about, we can totally talk about that too. And then, you know, I'll teach you exactly how to do all of these things, including, you know, reaching out to these clients in such a way where you're serving them, not selling them. And of course, that means if they say no, you're still friends, you know? And if they say yes, then you're still friends too, because you're coming alongside, delivering the kind of results that they want. And I think what you'll find is, and in fact, what we were talking about this last Thursday, a bunch of guys in the Double Stack program, when we do those calls, you know, a bunch of guys are saying, I have like tripled my prices and my clients are thanking me for it. And so oftentimes you would think that that's sort of a kind of contradictory sort of a thing where you triple your prices, but your clients thank you for it, or you triple your prices and finally you win a client. That's the kind of thing that's happening. Whereas before, you know, this particular guy I'm talking about, I don't want to name names or whatever right now. It's kind of a private thing, but if you become part of the program, you'll meet all the guys. So, and girls too, I say guys in a generic way, but all the people. And, but the point is, you know, being able to connect with clients that are good friends that have just previously not been able to, you know, you couldn't get them to invest and doing the right thing and to actually show up with this new way of approaching clients with these new offers that both have a build out upfront price as well as that retainer. It's going to be better for you. It's going to be better for them. It really generates the kind of outcomes that you're looking for your business so you can scale, and the kind of outcomes your clients are looking for their business too, which is why they're investing. So if that's the kind of thing that you're looking for, let's talk about it and get this thing happening for you. It's absolutely something that you can do. So the last thing I want to say before we kind of sign off for the day is you don't have to be a coding genius in order to pull this off. Like, as the three things that I listed, one of them wasn't like a coding genius. You don't have to have hundreds of years of experience doing this kind of stuff. You don't have to have college degrees in any of this stuff. If you have additional skills, like if you've got videography, if you've got photography, if you've got SEO capabilities, if you've got social media management skills, if you're just really good at, you know, whatever it is that you know how to do, you can tap into that to really give you a stronger offer for the kinds of clients you want to be going after. But you don't have to have those types of things to make a massive success with your business. What you need is three things. You need commitment to actually do it. You need the courage to go out there and do it. And you need to be on the right course. You have to have the right structure to be able to give yourself the opportunity for success. Because if you're just cranking it out with the wrong structure, it doesn't matter how hard you crank it, how much time you spend on it, you're never going to get, you know, beyond about $2,000 to $3,000 per month, because you're not giving yourself the opportunity for the success. And that, of course, doesn't win the clients, it doesn't win the pricing, and of course, it doesn't scale your business. So all of those are the things that I really wanted to go over with you today. You don't have to have tons of credentials. You don't have to, if you've never sold a professional website before ever, that doesn't matter either. Those are not things that are on the list that are what I would call requirements in order to be able to make this happen for you. But if you're committed to doing it, if you've got the courage to go out there and make this thing happen, and you are on the right course, then it's very likely that you're going to be able to have an amazing business that probably exceeds and surpasses what you thought was possible. And the good news is I can help you with two of those three things. I can give you the right business structure and put you on the right course. I can come along and help you with that mindset training and your offers. And I can introduce you to a group of guys and girls that are doing this and having massive success. And that's going to embolden you and give you the courage. I can help you with the course and the courage. I can't so much help you with the commitment. You know, if you're just kind of curious, dabbling around, not really sure what you want to do, I can't really fix that. But I can, if you are committed and you really are and have made the decision that this is what you want for your life, you've always wanted to be self-employed, you want to be that person that owns their own business, that has the freedom and the finances and the prestige and all of the awesomeness that comes alongside with having your own successful business. And if you're committed to doing it, then that's really the first step. If you've got that commitment, I can help you with the courage. I can put you on the right course. And if you want to talk about it to see if that's the kind of thing that would work well for you, head over to doublestack.net/call, book a time with me. You'll see my calendar right after that. There's a quick form. Fill that out. We'll get on the phone for free for 45 minutes and, you know, talk about exactly how to start putting these things in place for you. All right, guys. So that's what we've got for today. If you've got any questions about this, go ahead and put that in the comments. I'll be keeping an eye on this throughout the week. And if you're here in the Facebook group, head over and go over to Apple Podcasts, get this podcast. And if you could do me a favor and just kind of like and review the podcast, that would be a big help for me too, especially if it's a 5-star. So there you go. I look forward to seeing you guys again next week. And again, if you have any questions, put them in the comments here. If you want to talk, doublestack.net/call. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.